Shalom Aleichem, Kinderlach. I'm going to tell you today a story about a tzaddik. His name was Reb Mordechai of Neschiz. Neschiz was a city in Poland. Reb Mordechai of Neschiz was actually a Talmud of the Mezritcher Magid. He had a son, Reb Yitzchak of Neschiz. He was the Rebbe after his father, Reb Mordechai. Reb Yitzchak told the story to a Rav who wrote the Sefer. He says he heard it from him. The Sefer where I read it from. Reb Mordechai of Neschiz was a big Baal Mefes. People would come to him with illnesses like that no doctor could heal. People that were like so dangerously sick that everybody knew they were going to die. And he would cure them. He would, with anes, with mefesim, with nisim. Now, one day, Reb Yitzchak says, my father told me that in Shomayim, there's a kitrug against him. Right? There's a complaint, a very strong complaint, an attack in Shomayim by certain malachim. It's mainly the Satan that has a strong complaint against him. So at first he didn't say what the complaint is, but he was very worried. As you know, tzaddikim, when they get a kitruk in Shomayim, it's a serious thing. You know, we know from the Alter Rebbe. There were several kitrugim against the Alter Rebbe. One time, where his daughter, Dvora Leah, gave her life for her father, because in Shomayim, it was decided that Alter Rebbe has to leave the world, Chas v'Shalom. And she wanted to go instead of him. Remember the story I told you before. And later on, when Alter Rebbe had to go to prison, it was also because of a kitrug in Shomayim. So a kitrug in Shomayim is not a good thing. Can end up in not good things for the tzaddik. So Reb Mordechai was worried, but he didn't say what the kitrug was, what it was about. And after a while, he told him what the kitrug was. And he told him the story. He said, so Reb Yitzchak explained like this, so we understand what the kitrug was about. We have to understand how Reb Mordechai used to, behave with people that came to him. If a Jew came to him and he was very, very sick, and the doctors said, that's it, he's going to die, can't help him anymore. What Reb Mordechai would do, he would say to the Jew, do you believe that Hashem is the only one in charge of everything? He's Yachid Meyuchot, and there's no one other than him. He's in charge of everything. He's in charge of your illness. He's in charge of you and of everything in the whole world and all the malachim. Everything is the only one. And people, and then he would say to him, and do you say Shema with Kavana? If you say Shema with Kavana, then you know that Hashem is one. He's everywhere. He's one everywhere. And when people would hear these words, they would like get this very strong feeling of tshuva, because they realized that they don't really believe that so strongly. And he would then ask them again, until they began to shake and feel that they actually believe that Hashem is everywhere and Hashem is in charge of everything. And then Reb Mordechai would tell the person to say Shema Yisrael together with him. He would say every word, Shema Yisrael. And they would repeat after him, and he would translate in simple Yiddish every word, because these were simple, sometimes simple people. So Jews explained them in simple words that Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. He's everywhere in the heavens and the earth. And every single person, every single creation Hashem looks after. And when the people would hear this from Reb Mordechai, they would become Baal Teshuva. Even if they did that many averes before, they would right away, instantly, feel like they want to do tshuva. Then Reb Mordechai would tell them, you can go home, because you will for sure get healed. And he did this to many, many people all the time. They would come to him, and they would spend an hour with him, and right away they would become Baal Teshuva, and they would go home and they would get healed. They would have a refuah. He would do this with goyim also. If a goy came to him, the goyim already knew that this tzaddik, this rabbin, is a wonder rabbin. And they would come to him, and he would tell them right away, do you believe that there's only one God? And he would ask them again and again until they said, yes, I believe. Then he would tell them, you can go home, you'll be fine. So the Satan was complaining. He said, you know that the Satan is the same as the Yetzirah, the same as the Malach HaMavis, as the Gemara says, the same Malach. When he comes and tells the person and pretends to be his friend, he says, ah, why don't we do this little Avera, you know? It's kishmak to do an Avera. He, you know, pretends that he's trying to make you happy and feel good. That's when he's called the Yetzirah. But then he changes his face. He goes up to Shemaim, he starts talking against you and tells Hashem that this person has done an Avera. Right? After he succeeded at making you do the Avera, he goes to Hashem, and now he's called a Satan. Satan means he's causing trouble for the person. First, he pretends and tells him, yeah, you should really do this. And when he succeeds at getting him to do this, he goes and tells Hashem, look, the person is bad. And then, in the end, if he doesn't do tshuva, he becomes the Malach HaMavis and comes and takes away the neshama. So it's the same as the Gemara says, Hu HaYetzahara, Hu HaSatan, Hu Malach HaMavis. It's the same Malach, just taking on different faces. So the Satan was complaining in Shemaim that Reb Mordechai is ruining his job. Because he said, before Reb Mordechai started doing all these mifsim and wonders with the sick people, said if a person did an Avera, I used to work very hard to make a person do an Avera. I would convince him here and he didn't listen. So then I would make it, oh, but still do it again. I would come back to him. I'd work very hard to make him do an Avera. And when I finally get him to do an Avera, he didn't do tshuva right away. First he went to doctors and spent a lot of money. He thought that the doctors are going to save him. And after spending a lot of money realizing that it doesn't work, then maybe after a while he would start thinking, maybe I should do tshuva. And then maybe Hashem will give him a refuah. But it was worth it because it took a long time before he did tshuva. But now, since Reb Mordechai does what he does, a person does an avera, and the next day he goes to Reb Mordechai. He gets sick, and the next day he goes to Reb Mordechai. Reb Mordechai makes him a Baal Tshuva on the spot. And the same day he's become a Baal Tshuva and he's healed. So my work is worthless. What's the point for me to work so hard? So they answered him in Shemaim, the best in Shalmaila. Answered the Satan, well, this is what Hashem decided. When tzaddikim say something should happen, he listens. Hashem does it. He does what tzaddikim say. So the Satan says, I understand that because Reb Mordechai is a tzaddik, the Eibishter listens to what he says, and if he says a person should get healed, Hashem listens to him. But who says he has to do it in such an open, miraculous way? He can make it sort of a little bit more naturally. Let him give them some little medicines or maybe some herbs, you know, like some people do. They give them natural herbs and stuff and then say, take this a little bit. And of course, these things don't always work. But Reb Mordechai, because of his davening and his tefillahs, of course he's going to make sure that the person gets healed. But at least in this case, the person is not going to see right away and openly that this is a miracle from Hashem or that he's a tzaddik Reb Mordechai who just, you know, can overpower nature and is above nature. They'll think, you know, he's just a very good healer. He knows a lot of the natural stuff in the world, the different spices and herbs that can bring better health to people. And so people want to know right away that there is something spiritual and holy about this. This way, says the Satan, at least people will have bechira, free choice. Hashem wants people to have free choice. He doesn't want people to see openly that Hashem is everything. And of course, who's going to do an Avera if you see everything so clearly and openly? Hashem wants people to choose something because even Hashem wants the people to have a Yetzirah and still choose the right thing. But he's taking away the free choice for people because he's showing them openly that Hashem is making miracles for them and that he is a tzaddik and he is not interested in nature. He can go above nature. So then, well, of course, people are going to do tshuva, and they're not doing the tshuva because they choose to do tshuva. They're doing the tshuva because how else are they going to do? They see clearly that Hashem is in charge. So there's a problem with what Reb Mordechai is doing, said the Satan. So it was decided in Shemaim that this is a legitimate and this is a justified complaint of the Satan. It was decided from now on, Mordechai has to sort of disguise. Disguise means mask, hide his powers of performing mefsim and nisim, and he has to do things more like pretend it's natural. It's like the Rebbe sometimes would tell people to go to that doctor, to the other doctor, but really these doctors couldn't do anything, but Hashem wanted it to go, it should look like it's a little bit natural. And that's what was decided in Shemaim. Now, how did Reb Mordechai start changing the way he did it till now? So here this is what happened. There was a city called Libovna. Libovna was next to Neschiz. And there was a doctor there who was a very prominent doctor and very famous. A goy, he made a lot of money because a lot of people used to come to him, and people would come to him from all over, from far and wide. And he was a big balgaiva, you know, I'm a great doctor. And then this doctor heard that there's a city in Neschiz, the city in Neschiz, which is next to the city of Lubavna, where he lived. There's this Rebbe that performs, people are sick, and they go to him, and on the spot, he heals them. So he got very jealous and very upset because he's taking away all his customers, he's taking away all his patients. Even the goyim would go to the Rebbe. And he was losing a lot of his patients to go to the tzaddik, because what the tzaddik did was worked much better. He worked on the spot and right away in a miraculous way. So he got very upset. So he complained to the government and told the government, there was a special office in the government for like science and medicine. You know, in Russia, you weren't allowed to practice magic or kishuv, right? Sorcery. So the doctor said, listen, there's a rabbi who heals people, and it's impossible that he uses normal medicine. It must be that he's a mechashif. He's a sorcerer. He's a magician. And that's bad. And therefore, we need to stop him. So they sent a message, the government sent a message to the mayor of Neschiz, and saying that he needs to tell the Rav, the Rabbi, Reb Mordechai, to come in a wagon to Vilna, and the people of the Minister of Medicine, they will test the Rabbi to see if he knows any medicine. And if he doesn't know any medicine, then that means all the healings and all the refuahs and all the things that he does is not through medicine. He does it like a sorcerer, like a mechashif. He's a magician, and that's terrible. We're going to put him in prison. But the mayor of Neschiz was very friendly with Reb Mordechai. When he got that message, he was very sad because he didn't know what to do. He was afraid. He knew that Reb Mordechai is not doing this with kishuv, chas v'shalom. Yidden are not allowed to do kishuv. He knew that Reb Mordechai was a tzaddik and just davened to Hashem. And he asked Hashem to heal these people, and Hashem listens to tzaddikim. So he knew the truth, although he was a goy, but he knew the truth. So he was afraid, didn't know what to do, and he didn't want to. He knew if he sends Reb Mordechai there, they'll see that it's not medicine, and then they'll hurt him, they'll put him in prison. So he decided to call the Rav into his mansion and ask the Rav, please come, and I have a very important message for you. And he told him, come to me in my private room. I need to talk to you about a secret. And he told him, listen, I got a message, an order from Vilna, from the main office, from the minister of science and of medicine, that they want to talk to you. You need to come to Vilna right away. And they want to test you and see how you perform these miracles of healing people. Do you use natural medicine, or is this like magic? If it's magic, then it's a terrible crime, and they punish people. So says the mayor to him, Rebbe, you know that I know the truth. I know that you're a tzaddik, and Hashem listens to your tefillahs, and it's not magic, and I don't want to send you there. But I don't know what to do because I have to, they told me to. So I have one solution. And please listen and let me know if you're willing to do it. So the Rav says, please tell me what you think. He said, from now on, when somebody comes to you, is sick, pretend that you're giving them something, like some natural herbs or something that has some things, you know, just get a few things that you know people claim they work and tell them to take this. But of course, it's your tefillahs that work, but the people want, people think that you're just very, very, very smart when it comes to medicine, you know a lot of medicine. And so, if you do that, then I can send a message to Vilna and say that I am promising, guaranteeing that the Rav Mordechai is not doing things with magic. He's doing things with medicine. And if they come and check, they'll see it. Rav Mordechai heard this. He said, ah, this is what the Satan was asking in Shamayim that I do. And now, because in Shamayim they agreed with the Satan on this part, that Rav Mordechai cannot just blatantly do a miracle where everybody can see Hashem is doing it. This is nothing to do with nature. It has to be a little bit more, look. It has to look a little bit like it's nature, so that people wouldn't right away know that it's Hashem doing it. So people will still have free choice and be able to say, ah, I know the truth that Hashem did it. Hashem wants a person to choose it on their own. And Rav Mordechai said to the Paritz right away, aha, yes, I agree. Because he knew that it's not just the Paritz saying it. This is the reason the Paritz is saying this, because in Shemayim was decided that he has to do this now. So this is the story, and this was the Kitruk against Rav Mordechai. And this tells you that the Rebbe many times would tell people, I know in my family, I have some amazing stories where the Rebbe did some major, major miracles, right? Even with health. And he would say, well, ask this doctor. And the doctor said, well, really, there's nothing that I can do. And then when the Rebbe pushed, you know, he pretended that, oh, yeah, maybe yes. Like the Rebbe tried to sort of mask it and make it look that it's based on medicine. It's in order to, it was easier for tzaddikim to do this in a more, you know, hidden way, so it wouldn't look so openly, because otherwise the Satan would complain that this is a little bit too open and it ruins his job and also ruins what Hashem wants, that people should choose on their own to believe in Hashem, that Hashem is really the one who's doing it. So even when you take medicine, even when you go to the doctor, it's not the doctor that's healing, it's Hashem that's healing, but he's using the doctor as his tool, as his shliach to heal you.